And if you don't know the answer, to go out and get it. So I think that would probably be the best way to cut the learning curve is if you don't know something, go out and get it. Go out and understand. Go out and learn. With the internet today, that everything is available for you 24/7. There's no excuse not to know something.
This is The Entrepreneur Way with Neil Ball. Unlocking the secrets of successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. Subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter at Neil D. Ball. Napoleon Hill said the power of the mastermind is the driving force. To discover how you can unlock the potential in your business using the power of a mastermind, go to mastermindunlimited.com. And now, here is your host, Neil Ball.
Hello, it's Neil Ball here. Thank you so much for joining me today on The Entrepreneur Way. The Entrepreneur Way is about the entrepreneur's journey, the vision, the mindset, the commitment, the sacrifice, failures, and successes. I am so excited to bring you our special guest today, Anthony Drago. But before I introduce you to Anthony, I have a quote for you by Samantha Bee. You have to be willing to ask questions that almost no one else would ask. The Entrepreneur Way asks the questions, so we all get the insight, inspiration, and ideas to apply in our businesses. Anthony, welcome to the show. Are you ready to share your version of the Entrepreneur Way with us?
I am absolutely ready, Neil. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show today, Anthony. With over 20 years of personal development training and a 4-year active duty enlistment in the United States Coast Guard, Anthony Drago is now a peak performance strategist who trains the youth in the areas of personal development, speed, agility, quickness, and proper body mechanics while using basketball as the vehicle to teach vital life lessons. Anthony, can you provide us with some more insights into your business and personal life to allow us to get to know more about who you are and what you do?
Well, absolutely, Neil. First of all, I got to commend you for a great job you're doing on your podcast. I've listened to a bunch of episodes, and the information that you know is available to other entrepreneurs is absolutely fantastic. So first and foremost, I'd love to commend you, you know, for what you're doing. So keep up the fantastic work.
Thank you for that.
I guess a quick synopsis of who I am is I'm a very passionate person. I've been a personal development, advocate for the last 20 or so years. I've started off training basketball players. I've been playing basketball for over 30 years and started off training basketball players more so in the body aspect, like training them in the speed, agility, and quickness arenas. And what I realized was a lot of times I started to kind of sway towards developing them personally, like the motivation, the inspiration. And there were times where I'd be training players and we'd stop for 10 or 15 minutes and just talk about not just basketball, but life, about how what we're doing on the court applies to life. So that kind of got me going into the mindset of what I, you know, am doing now today, you know, currently. And that is my training business is called GPS Lifestyle, and it's GPS stands for Go Prove Something. And, you know, we live in an age where, you know, all these children today, you know, all over the world, you know, they believe that they're entitled to something. You know, they think that they should just be able to show up and get a trophy. And that doesn't exist in the real world. So what I've done is I've kind of created a company where I'm allowing, you know, the kids to develop the personal development aspect, like, you know, the mental toughness, the ability to deal with adversity and how to separate yourself from the nonsense that's going around. And what I do is I do clinics, you know, around the country where I start off with personal development. We go in through anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes of a personal development section where we teach them about their mind and how it works. And then I go into training the body. And I've been able to do that with mostly basketball players because that's my passion. But I'm trying to branch out into other sports currently. But I mean, as far as what I'm passionate about, I mean, my son, my family, my life, you know, is just I'm all about trying to, I guess, look at the silver lining in the clouds because, you know, the way I see it is that the world is just basically, you know, in a really bad state right now with everything that's going on all over the country and all over the world. And I believe that if you keep a good mindset, it allows you to not eliminate what's going on out there, but more so be able to keep you in the right frame of mind so you can make the proper decisions going forward.
So, Anthony, how do the mindset skills of basketball carry over to being an entrepreneur?
Well, in my opinion, out of all the sports that are out there, basketball is the one sport that emulates life exactly. Because in other sports, you know, like, say, for example, football, you know, there's an offense and there's a defense. You know, in baseball, you play offense at one time, then you play defense. Most of the time, you're standing around. You know, soccer, you're only allowed to go a certain place on the field, and after that, you can't go. But with basketball, you are playing. There's only five people on the court at the same time on each team. And all you're doing is you're going back and forth. You can't take a play off. You can't just, you know, slack off for a play, or something's going to happen where your man will beat you, or, you know, someone will take a layup, or someone will block your shot. You can't take a play off. And in my opinion, that's the way life is. You can't take a play off in life. When you're in the game, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be the starter. It doesn't mean you have to be the, you know, the best player in the game. But whatever your role is, when you're playing the game, you need to perform to your best of your ability on every single play. And that's why I think basketball, for me, is kind of like the analogy I use when speaking to people about, you know, how to become successful in all aspects of life.
And what about the training part of it? How does that translate across to being an entrepreneur?
Well, I mean, with this, as far as the speed, agility, and quickness is what I pretty much focus on with the body aspect and proper body mechanics and things of that nature. But I think that transitions perfectly because as in business, as in with body mechanics and sports, you have to be able to move properly. You have to be able to move as efficiently as possible. You know, if you do something wrong now, even though it might not hurt you initially, going forward, and you do it enough times, eventually it's going to break something down. Now, from the body aspect, that's a muscle, that's a ligament, that's a tendon. From a business aspect, if you say you know, let's use an example, say you didn't put the right information in your books and your accounting, and that led to you not doing it the next time because, you know, you didn't do it the first time. Well, I'll just go the next time. And after a while, that's going to catch up to you. But if you do things the right way and you learn from day one how to move your body properly, how to move your business properly, then it can go forward and you can have a successful business and body.
And of course, the great thing about being an entrepreneur is you don't need the genetics of Michael Jordan with his height and his big hands and his, obviously, his skill as well, do you?
No, you don't. But what you do need is his desire and heart, because the one thing that his teammates hated him for was that he would train and practice like it was game 7 of the NBA finals all the time. And why did he do that? Because, you know, that proverbial switch that they say athletes just turn on at the end of games to become clutch, that doesn't exist. It's what you've done prior to that. You've trained and you know, worked on your craft over and over and over again at your game speed. And the game speed in business is the speed that you have to work at all times. So that's why, if I could say the Michael Jordan, the one thing that people should take from Michael Jordan is his desire and his heart to never, ever give in to anybody.
And I think the other, I mean, I know nothing about basketball, I must add at this point, but I think the only thing I know about Michael Jordan, that's a little bit, but with Michael Jordan, I think the other interesting thing about him was that, from what I can gather, when he was at high school, he wasn't even particularly good at basketball, from what I can understand. Is that right?
That is correct. Actually, in his sophomore year, he got cut. And he went home and he cried and cried and cried. And then what happened? He got up and worked on his game every single day, before practice, before school started, after practice with his coaches. And his coach told him, if you bust your butt and you come here and work with me, you will be a great player. And he took that. He could have just said, you know what? The coach is horrible. You know, these kids, they stink. They can't beat me. And had an attitude about it. But he did what the kids today don't do, which is, you know, suck it up, get over it, and learn and grow.
And there's obviously a learning lesson from that, which can be translated across to being an entrepreneur, because obviously sometimes things don't quite work out the way you want them to, or maybe you've got a job at this moment in time and be realizing that you've just got to stick at it and keep going. And even with no setbacks, you've got to keep working through it. It's a similar sort of principle, isn't it?
It's 100% exactly the same, because with sports and with business, I mean, that's why, you know, you learn so much from sports, you know, that you can apply to business and to life. But the thing that today is going on is that they're trying to make it, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with what's going on here in the US, but with, you know, they're trying to do things like participation trophies for kids just showing up. Just they get trophies just for showing up and just being on the team. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way life really works. You know, you don't just, you know, go to school and get a degree and go for a job and just get it just because you showed up. But that's the way they're teaching the kids now, that, you know, there's no such thing as failure. You know, that's not the way life is. Everything in life life, you go from one failure to the next and you keep your enthusiasm. So that way, when the time comes and that door opens for you, you're ready to go in it and not, you know, sulking in the corner because you didn't make it.
Yeah, I've come across that. That happens in the UK as well. In fact, it's happened here for quite a while. And I really don't understand it because life is really not like that, as you say. I mean, what effect do you think that has on people in the long term?
Well, I think, you know, you see it all day long. I mean, you see it in the professional sports here now as well. I mean, these kids, they're coddled from day one. See, the thing for me is that there's such a contrast of what's going on, because you have one end, you have, you know, the leave no child behind, and, you know, you get a participation trophy just for showing up. But then they have the travel teams, and out here they have the AAU. And what that is that's a traveling team that you go around the country and play other teams, and that culture there is a win at all costs. So you have one culture of travel sports winning at all costs, and you have the other culture, you know, saying, well, you know, you get a trophy just for showing up. So there's a lot of confusion with the youth today because they don't know which way to go.
I think the other thing about it is when you have everybody sort of participates and wins effectively. The problem with that is that you have to find a level that holds back the people who are particularly gifted at something, don't you? Because otherwise the others won't be able to keep up with it.
That's exactly right. I mean, no matter what industry, no matter what business, no matter what sport, there's always going to be people who have better skills, better talent, and there's going to be people who don't have it. You know, and that's just the way it is. That's life. So you can either embrace your role and embrace what you do well and build that up to the best of your ability, or you can sulk that you don't have it and that person's better, or that guy got the promotion, or this and that. And just there's no way, you know, the way the world is going today, there's no way for you to, you know, kind of stick, you know, I guess pull up your bootstraps and just dig in and go for it. You know, that's what people don't do today. They don't have that anymore.
Mm. Anthony, so in your business is helping kids with personal development. Is that what, am I right in understanding
yes.
what you said?
Yeah. That is correct. Yep.
So I've never come across that before. So what happens? Is it like somebody going learning to do swimming or something? They come to you in a similar sort of way and they have a weekly class and that's the way it works. Can you just explain how that works?
Oh, absolutely. Well, generally what we're doing right now is I've been partnering with basketball skills trainers, guys who actually teach the skills of, you know, shooting and dribbling and, you know, all types of basketball skills. And what I do is I come in and I do the mental aspect and the body aspect. So we'll go in and we'll start the clinic off and, you know, quick example is we'll do, you know, what I call the mental triple threat. And I teach them, you know, right off the bat, you know, these three things that affect your body, your mind, and how you address everything in your life is the things that you focus on, the language that you're using, and the posture that you hold your body with. And I do some examples to teach them about that. Now, that generally lasts anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, depending on the amount of time we have for the clinic. And then as we go into different things, like I go into sections about my book, you know, of teaching them about the foundation of the body and the mind and the skills, and go from there. But again, it depends totally on the amount of time. What I'm currently doing, though, is I'm working on developing a program that I'm trying to bring to the to the correctional facilities and the detention centers for the youth to try to get them to get in the right frame of mind, so when they get out, they don't just go back into the same habits that they currently got them in there.
Mm-hmm. So what do you enjoy most about what you do?
Seeing that light bulb go off with the kids, seeing them get it. You know, not basketball wise, but mentally. You know, after we finish the personal development portion with the clinics, you know, we break up into groups, and I always ask the kids, I'm like, you know, what did you guys learn so far? You know, and they're like, oh, you know, belief in yourself, or, you know, motivation or gratitude, whatever it is. But seeing that and seeing the kids get it and not, you know, go back into being in a negative state. I kind of try to get them to, you know, kind of leave their baggage at the door, so to speak, you know, because we all have baggage, but it's just a matter of if you bring it into your current situation or not is what determines the way you view things. So I try to get them to eliminate all that negativity for the time being during the clinic. And then hopefully that transfers to them outside the clinic.
And what is it that drives you?
My son and my family. I mean, I see my son, you know, my son is going to be three shortly, and I'm scared to death for what this world is going to right now. So for me, I'm trying to, you know, build a better life for him to where he sees me as his, you know, his, what's the word I'm looking for? His celebrity, so to speak, like, you know, like the role model, I guess is a better word. You know, you have all these role models of athletes and celebrities and things of that nature. I don't want him looking to those people. I want him looking to his family to find out the way to become successful in all aspects of life. So that's really what's driving me is my family.
How do you relax when you're not working in your business?
That doesn't happen too often, but when I do have the time, I like to listen to classical music. I like to, you know, I like to read a lot, you know, different types of things. I like to read. I like to read, like, you know, murder mysteries and some of the shows on television, you know, like the series and stuff that are on there. I like to just kind of veg out when I get a chance. But like, again, like I said, a lot of times it doesn't happen too often, but when it does, I enjoy it.
And do you have any entrepreneurial role models?
One of the people that really got my life, you know, got to me in my life, I should say, is Tony Robbins. I'm sure you're familiar with who Tony Robbins is, but he's, you know, the ultimate, you know, success coach slash entrepreneur slash, you know, motivator, whatever you want to call him, you know, peak performance trainer. And he, you know, is the epitome of what, you know, hard work and dedication is. You know, and I've been listening to him for over 20 years. I've been to his seminars. I've, you know, walked on the burning hot coals at 2,000 degrees barefoot, didn't get burned. So, yeah, he's pretty much the guy who got me and got my head on straight.
Mm-hmm. So how does that work then? You walk across the hot coals at 2,000 degrees and it doesn't burn your feet?
It doesn't, because first of all, you're not just standing on them. You know, it's all about the mindset. It's kind of like an analogy to get you to understand that you can do anything in life. Mm-hmm. And what you do is the coals are burning hot, you know, and what you do is you get you in a, you know, you're standing on wet grass prior to stepping onto the, you know, the coals. And as you step on the coals, you don't stop. You just keep moving. And the second you get off them, they grab you and they spray down your feet so you don't get burned. And it's just that, you know, that powerful feeling that you get. Like, I just walked on coals. How are you going to tell me I can't do something? I just walked on burning hot coals and didn't get burned. Mm. You know, so that's pretty much what the concept is behind it.
So it's a great illustration of how your mindset can prevent you from doing something, and actually you could be wrong, because Absolutely. Obviously you walk across there and you don't burn your feet.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
What I'd like to do now is talk about the time before you were an entrepreneur. What difficulties did you have to overcome when you started your business?
Well, number one, first and foremost, I think everybody struggles with this, is the belief in yourself, belief that you can actually do what you're setting out to do. You know, for me, it was, you know, I have a background of, you know, being in the military. I was in the United States Coast Guard for 4 years. I've tried, you know, I was a stockbroker selling stocks like you see in the movies. You know, I did countless network marketing jobs, and I've been all over the place. And I just, you know, you have to, I guess, kind of force yourself to believe in yourself. You know, and that's a big part of my book, and a big part of what I do, why I do what I do, is because I want to get these kids to believe in themselves enough that they can believe that they can do anything they want to do in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned your book. Can you just tell us something about the book?
Absolutely. The name of the book is called Go Prove Something. And that coincides with my business name and, you know, with what I'm all about, is go prove something, you know, and not to other people, but to yourself. And the subtitle is A Basketball Player's Guide to Legally Using PEDs. Now, I'm sure you've heard of, you know, PEDs as performance-enhancing drugs. And that's not what I'm talking about. That's just to get people to, like, pick it up and be like, what is this guy talking about? And in my world, and I believe in the world of every successful person, you know, regardless of their industry, is performance-enhancing decisions. And, you know, I think that decisions are basically the things that make or break you. You know, when you break it down, decisions are very simple to make. You know, if you're driving, you know, say you're driving and, you know, you're coming up to a red light, the light's turning yellow. Now you can either step on the gas and blow through the light, or you can step on the brake and slow down. It's your decision. Now, which one's going to enhance your performance? Which one's going to be a detriment to your performance? You know, on a basketball court, you know, you got a guy goes by you. Do you smack him and foul him, or do you try to, you know, catch up and block the shot from behind? If you go for the foul, that's not performance enhancing. If you try to block it, that is performance enhancing. It's just things that I think that it's common sense. And I heard a great quote. I don't remember where it was from, but it said common sense always isn't common. And I think that, you know, making the right decision is just basically common sense.
And did you have any doubts that delayed you starting your business?
Oh, absolutely. And it's I've been trying to, you know, start a business for so many years, and I've tried so many different things, and there's always going to be doubts, but it's just a matter of accepting that and then just moving forward in face, and, you know, in spite of it. I mean, I think that's the best way to, you know, to describe is that you'll always have the doubts no matter how successful you are. The doubts will always creep in, but it's a matter of getting them in, understanding why you're feeling them, and then moving on.
And what mistakes did you make that slowed your journey?
Listening to other people, taking advice of people who weren't in the situation that I was in or weren't moving in the direction that I was moving. You know, people, you know, mean well, you know, friends, family, they mean well, but a lot of times they don't understand the passion that you have and the fire that you have in your belly. And when you listen to what they're saying, it brings you back to the quote unquote reality. And I think that, you know, reality, you know, Deepak Chopra had a great quote. He said, there's no such thing as reality, only a perception of reality. And I think it's your perception of how you view things that, you know, either make you or break you. So when you listen to other people who aren't in your position, it could bring you back for a while.
What are some of the things that you did before you started your business that will be helpful tips to some of the listeners who haven't yet taken the first step on the entrepreneur way?
I would say, first and foremost, get into and start listening to personal development. I know a lot of people think it's motivation and this and that. But I'll tell you, man, when you really understand, Neil, the power of how your mind works, when you can control your thoughts, when you can control your feelings, it's amazing what you can do with your life. But that, for me, first and foremost, you need to start listening to the greatest minds in the world. Anyone you hear about who's successful, they always say, you know, it started in my mind. I listened to, you know, the Tony Robbins, the Les Brown. They listen to these people. And that's what I really, you know, really suggest that people start with.
Anthony, what I'd like to do now is talk about the entrepreneurial journey a little bit with you. Is culture important from the beginning in a business?
I think it's one of the most important things you can do in a business organization, because the culture you set from the beginning is the culture that's going to continue. You know, it's a lot easier to start off a business the way you want it to be from day one and grow through the issues and challenges of your decisions than it is to try to recreate something and kind of like, you know, get out of what you were doing. So the culture, you know, you need to set for your business is what you want it to be. If you want it to be motivating, you want it to be positive, you want it to be happy, you want it to be professional, you have to set that from day one.
Knowing what you know now, is there anything that if you'd known it when you started out would have helped you to shortcut the learning curve?
I think, putting more faith in me, I guess you could say, you know, not relying on other people, because a lot of times, you know, we don't know things. And, you know, yes, you do need help to grow and you do need help to do things, but in the same breath, you have to be able to rely on yourself. And if you don't know the answer, to go out and get it. So I think that would probably be the best way to cut the learning curve, is if you don't know something, go out and get it. Go out and understand. Go out and learn. With the internet today, that everything is available for you 24/7. There's no excuse not to know something.
And how much does gut feeling influence your decisions in your business?
A huge amount. I mean, the gut feeling that you get when something's about to happen, you know, you get that pit in your stomach if something, you know, bad is going to happen, or, you know, you get excited if something good's going to happen and you're not. But before it happens, you have to trust your gut. You know, it's not the be all end all, but it does play a huge role in, you know, your decision making. You know, if something doesn't feel right, odds are it's not right. You know, I think that's the best way you can put it.
What makes you uncomfortable as an entrepreneur?
The amount of, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe negative people that are out there as far as trying to do the wrong thing, trying to scheme people, trying to, you know, just be a money grab, trying to get people to do things that they want them to do, not necessarily to better them, but just because they want to benefit from it. You know, I guess you could say the selfish entrepreneur is a good way to put it. You know, I believe that if you help enough people, another great quote by Zig Ziglar, if you help enough people get what they want, you get what you want. So I think that, you know, one of the worst things for me, yeah.
And what are some of the secrets to success?
The secrets to success, I mean, that's very broad. But I mean, for me personally, it's, you know, understanding that, you know, life is going from, you know, life is about failure. Everyone says like failure is not an option. I used to tout that all the time. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. But failure is the only option. Because if you don't fail, you're not doing anything. You know, you're going to go from, you know, from one success, you know, one failure to the next failure over and over and over in life. But it's a matter of not losing your enthusiasm, not losing your confidence, and being ready for when that, you know, quote unquote door opens up for you to step through for your success. But it's a matter of keeping that enthusiasm. So I really believe that's, you know, that would be the best way to describe it.
Life is made of constant change, whether we like it or not. And many people say that the only constant in life is change. Anthony, how do you try to keep up with change?
Constantly reading, constantly, you know, looking at what other people are doing in the industries that I'm in, seeing if I'm missing something. I mean, it's just like you said, change is the only thing in the world that, you know, you can guarantee. That's the way it is. Something's always going to change. So it's a matter of just, you know, for me personally, trying to keep up with what's going on in the industry, you know, be it the personal development and the, you know, the body training aspect.
What is your favorite book on entrepreneurialism, business, personal development, leadership, or motivation? And can you tell us why you have chosen it?
Well, the book for me was, going back to the Tony Robbins that I spoke about before, was Unwaken the Giant Within. It hits everything that you just spoke about, leadership and business and entrepreneurship and motivation, success. He just has a way of being able to make something that seems overwhelming and so complex into just a simple formula. You know, like he has one of the things that he says is the ultimate success formula. You know, it's like, figure out what you want. Now take action. See if it's working. If it's not, change your approach. That to him is the ultimate success formula. And it's very simple, but people make so much out of it. So for book wise, that for me is the best book that I know that I can say is the book that, you know, changed my life, so to speak.
Everyone, when you have a busy life, listening to audiobooks is a great way to expand your knowledge in the time when you may be doing other things, such as driving or when you are at the gym. We have a special offer for you of a free audiobook of your choosing. To choose your free audiobook, go to www.freeaudiobookoffer.com. As long as you've not already signed up, then you will qualify. Anthony, what I'd like to do now is speculate about the future a little bit with you.
Sure.
What one thing would you do with your business if you knew that you could not fail?
If I knew I could not fail, I would... Well, I guess speaking to you is I'm already starting to do that, is expand internationally. I believe that, you know, the biggest thing is that if you can get, you know, people all over the world on the same page, you know, as far as believing in themselves and believing that, you know, people are genuinely good and believing that the youth are our future and we need to set the example for them. For me, that would be the ultimate, you know, the ultimate expansion, I guess you could say, and if I knew I couldn't fail, you know, that would be the ultimate, is expand internationally to everything I'm doing.
What skill, if you were excellent at it, would help you the most to double your business?
I would say promoting myself. I kind of, you know, like to promote other people. I like to share things with other people about what other people are doing. And I kind of, I guess, you know, the expression of don't blow your own horn. I really tend to do that. I kind of, you know, put other people first before I put myself first. So I think if I were to put myself first, it would be a bigger difference.
In 5 years from now, if a well-known business publication was publishing an article on your business after talking to your customers and suppliers, what would you like it to say?
I would like it to say that I was able to change people's lives, not just on the basketball court, not just the kids on the basketball court, but more importantly, help them shape their lives off the court. You know, help them change and become the people who they become once sports were over.
We are now at the part of the show where you share three golden nuggets with us. Anthony, what is your favorite quote and how have you applied it?
Well, my favorite quote is, I believe it's from Henry Ford, if I'm not mistaken. And he says, you can't build a reputation on what you're going to do. And in my opinion, that's the best way to live life, because people say a lot of things. People talk a lot of things. They talk a good game. You know, and if things were, you know, happened just by words, there'd be a lot of success out there. But it's not. So I believe that, you know, like he says, you know, you got to go out and do it. Just get up, you know, and say, I'm going to do it, and just figure it out. Figure it out. But yeah, I think that for me is, you can't build a reputation on what you're going to do. I think that hits home.
Yeah. But here's something to sort of complement that. When all is said and done, more is said than done.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's fantastic.
Do you have any favorite online resources that you can share with us?
I just all the different websites and stuff. I mean, you try to keep track of everything, you know, that you get in touch with. But I mean, I don't really utilize, I guess, as much as I should. I get different podcasts and things of that nature. But for some reason, I'm drawing a blank on these right now. But I mean, there's so much out there for you to search. I mean, whatever industry you're looking for, you know, whatever industry you're in, just Google it. You know, mm-hmm. There's so many people out there that are willing to help you and willing to talk to you and willing to, you know, guide you in the right direction. It's just a matter of, like I said before, go out there and just get it, whatever you're looking for.
So should I put you down for Google?
There you go. That's perfect.
What is your best advice to other entrepreneurs?
The best advice I can give anyone who's looking to be successful in any industry, no matter what it is it goes back to what I said, belief in yourself. You know, no one's going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself first. You know, how are you going to convince people to, you know, give you a loan or, you know, become your client or, you know, book you for a speaking engagement if you don't believe in yourself first? You know, how is that going to happen? It's not going to. So I think that you have to believe in yourself. And sometimes, you know, Les Brown had a great quote. He said, sometimes you have to let others believe in you before your belief for yourself kicks in. And I'm a strong believer in that. If there's people around you who believe in you, listen to what they're saying. They're not telling you because, you know, it's better than people telling you you're horrible and you're bad. You have people who are out there, you know, touting you and saying, you're the man, you're great, you're the woman. Believe them. And then eventually it'll kick in.
Everyone, if you didn't manage to get a note of Anthony's favourite resource or his favourite book, you can find the links on Anthony's show notes page. Just go to theentrepreneurway.com and search for Anthony or Anthony Drago in the search box. Anthony, is there anything else that you'd like to add about your business?
I guess the only thing I can add is that I believe, again, that sports and basketball in particular is the ultimate, you know, life reference that you can take from basketball and apply it to your life. Because like I said before, you know, life is going from one failure to the next and you can't take a playoff, you know, and you can't lose your enthusiasm. So I think, you know, that would be pretty much the best way I can describe it.
Anthony, it really has been an honor having you on the show today. It's been great hearing about your personal development training and your mindset. And you've come out with some great things like go prove something. And you've also talked about the benefit of PEDs for us all, which are obviously performance enhancing decisions, which we should all be taking. So thank you for sharing all your knowledge and wisdom today.
Absolutely, Neil. And thank you so much for having me on your show. And who knows, maybe one day I'll be able to come out there and do a conference or training out near where you are.
I look forward to that. And you're welcome, Anthony. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Entrepreneur Way. Subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter @NeilDBall.